Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this Thursday. Pre-show brought to you by Baird Brothers Fine Hardwoods. Colin Dunlap alongside Chris Mack. Producer Matt, he is here as well. Colony, he's bouncing around, getting ready, doing a bunch of updates, putting them together. Good morning to you, Chris. How is everything?
Morning. Everything's wonderful. How about you?
Good. I had written down we were going to talk about LeBron drinking wine with his kids, but I don't care about that anymore. It's like a day old, and people have talked through it. I thought about this as I was looking at my phone, because you know me, like I am real creature of habit kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
We like to plan the show out. We like to be done by about 5 minutes, 10 minutes after five. And then you and I like to, get an extra cup of coffee with producer Matt sometimes by myself. And then you and I like to, we collectively get our minds together.
Yes.
And then we each kind of go into our own hole for about
more
15,
or less. Yeah.
20 minutes. And we get it all together individually, what we're going to collectively bring mm-hmm. to the table. And I think we formed a pretty good structure.
Then it's working so far.
When the lights come on, we're like ready to go as a team and individually and what we're going to bring. It's like
the song says,
right,
ready to go right now.
I go out to the bullpen and get my side work in. You go and you go to the batting cage. Like, it works. And so in my 15, 20 minutes of solitude, I was looking at my phone. Right now, it's kind of looking around the internet for things. And I've noticed this for a long time. But it's especially prevalent now that the kids are back in school. The mm-hmm. weather's about to change. You know, there's some people I grew up with in Sharpsburg. And there's just some people I know. I'm on Facebook pretty much only because I was off Facebook for about a year and a half.
Okay.
About a year. I'm back on Facebook because work wants us to kind of push the Facebook page of the station and all that kind of stuff. There are some people out there who are otherwise pretty sane, regular jobs, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Who will put anything on Facebook. Like, honestly, it'll be like, bitch, I know you're not talking about me. I'll come up the street and knock the taste out of your mouth if I hear you talking about me again. And you know who I'm talking about. Don't even tell me Nene was talking about her because I know it's me. I'll knock your ass out, bitch. And I'm like,
whoa.
Right. And it's like, don't test. And then the next one will be like, ooh. And then somebody will be like, she don't even want to test me. And it's like, this person got like a regular job and stuff. And it blows me away the business people put out there.
You know what Facebook has become a little bit? Like with the people that you used to go to high school with and all that?
What's that?
It's become like when you would walk through the halls in high school, right?
Yes.
And you would see stuff like that take place, right? Like, you'd see two girls getting an argument, maybe uh-huh. even getting a fight. All that stuff is now just put, for some reason, on a page on the internet. I don't get it.
I'm addicted to it. Like, I'm addicted to looking at other people's business. Like, there's, like, you know, neighborhood pages of, different towns and stuff like that.
Oh, there's school district pages where the parents start to argue about the administrators and the teachers.
The misspellings are incredible. The sentence structure blows me away. I can't get enough of the stuff that people lay out there. Like, I saw one, I was just looking through one, and people are like, oh, I saw an accident. Is everybody okay from yesterday in the afternoon? Like, what's it to you? Really? Like, if you were just driving by, like, I understand your compassion, okay. But if they're dead or if they walked away, like, you're going to roll on, you know? Are you really? Thoughts and prayers. Oh, like, 500 of them. Okay, I feel you. But it's like, do you have to go to Facebook to tell me you're praying? And how many people who are praying are really praying?
My other favorite thing is the older people who are oversharing on Facebook, right? One level of oversharing is, you know, the people who are putting all their business out there. The other level is the older people who are like, went for a nice walk today, had some lunch, may play golf later, 5 minutes later. Yeah. On my way to the golf course,
just
beautiful
it.
Day out.
I'm
15 minutes
to
later.
It,
good cheeseburger for lunch today.
I am addicted to it. I'm addicted to reading all the stuff. And then, like, there was this one that I came across. And this lady, I guess, and this is scary, because I'm thinking about getting one of these. This lady saw somebody, and she has, I guess, like a trail cam or like a deer cam set up in her yard or like a security cam. And somebody was walking through the yard at 3:19 a.m. And she put it out there. And then, like, I would have a level of concern if someone was in my yard at 3:19. First of all, if I go outside, they're getting her ass whipped at 3:19 a.m. I mean, there's no two ways about it. Like, because that's when I'm on my way to about to come out to my car and everything. But it's in the garage and stuff. But, you're not met with kind words if you're in my yard at 3:19 a.m. No. I'm assuming that we're going to fight. But anyway.
Assuming that something good is not about to happen.
Yeah. And so anyway, she puts it out there like, hey, be careful. I caught this on our security cam. It's a guy carrying an unidentified object at like 3:19 a.m. in my yard. It's a little bit. And like the first couple comments are like, oh man, this is scary. Lock your doors. Be sure to check. Like, oh, I heard my dogs were going crazy. I live just a couple streets away. And then, like, of course, the fourth commenter is like, people got a right in this country to walk around. And if so what if he's even carrying a gun? He's got a right to do that. And it's like, why do you have to? Everybody makes things political, too. That's the other thing.
Oh, yeah. Everything.
You know what? If Connor Lamb, if he gets elected, and then who's the other guy? Scott Wagner told him one time he could walk through your yard at 3 in the morning.
Thanks, Obama.
I know. It's incredible. It's incredible.
There are certain people I just, like, have you clicked, like, the unfollow button on some people? There's certain people where, like, you know, if I'm not quote unquote friends with them, like people that I know from going way back, they're gonna notice. I just click unfollow, and it's like I don't have to put up with all the political nonsense.
Oh, I love reading it. It's like it is a drama. It's a real life drama at play right in front of you.
It's something.
I love these people. Here, the text line is it. Colin cares whatever happens to AB. If something happens to someone in a car crash, all of a sudden he's like, who cares? Well, Antonio Brown, I care about him in a way because I think he's having a mental breakdown. And also, we talk about sports for our job. We don't talk about a random car crash that happened on Route 8 and 228 that we don't know any of the participants. We just don't. It's not what we do for our life. So, anyhow. Facebook, it's fascinating to me to watch that people like put that much out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Every little minor detail, like creeping on their ex's page, and they'll basically openly admit it. Like, oh, I saw that he was out with that girl.
Oh, that stuff happens?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I like the open threats. Like, you don't want to test me. I'll come down and whip your ass. Girl knows who. And then the passive aggressive, like, I'm referring to you, but I'm not going to name you.
Yeah.
Like, she knows who I'm talking about.
The subtweet on Facebook.
You get that being a big Shaler grad, producer Matt? I bet you really get that from those etnoids, huh?
Yeah, I'm not on Facebook that much, to be honest.
When you check it, though.
Yeah, there's some of that, for sure.
Some people, yeah, standing outside of Circle K. Yeah. With a Mountain Dew and a cigarette.
I seen her 2 weeks ago.
I seen her.
Yeah, seen her.
I seen her with Charles out in front of Circle K. I'm going to go down there.
She's not,
I know what's going on.
She better got my $5 for them Newports.
That's right.
Yes. I love it. I'm way into it. It's better than any TV show.
You got to take it in small doses, though.
Uh-huh.
Like, you can't, you go back there every day, you're going to get numb to it, and it's going to lose its effect.
Drive yourself nuts. The Facebook. I wouldn't be on it, I don't think. If they told us at work. I don't know. This is about, what was it, a year ago maybe? Like, we're really trying to up the efforts on try to get back on Facebook. I just post pictures of my kids.
It's mostly complaining and stupid videos.
And politics.
Yeah.
Complaining or about politics.
Or fake book, as my wife calls it, because people will post these pictures, like, you know. You post pictures
of
everything.
Your life.
Everything's perfect.
Yeah.
It's got like 17, your life has 17 filters on it. And then.
That's Instagram.
You
too.
See them out in public and it's just chaos.
I love it. I'm into it. I'm into that. I like the Instagram. And no one has ever really, as this person points out, no one ever really laughs out loud. Some people do, but I bet the percentage is really low. of people who type LOL.
I think any time I've ever actually laughed out loud, it hasn't been from a social media post.
You know what? That's a pretty good call.
Like, there's funny stuff. There's plenty of funny stuff. But I've never out and out
laughed out loud. Oh, that's what Taco says on the text line. You're right, Taco. Nobody ever really laughs out loud. Just saying. He's right. He's right about that. I love the political stuff, though. It's always someone's fault who's in Harrisburg. Scott Wagner, the worst of Harrisburg. No, Connor Lamb. Hey, you know what? I'd
no
be able
integrity.
To drive faster. I got a parking ticket the other day. If it wasn't for that damn Connor Lamb.
All right,
but if
Colony.
Scott Wagner gets in, I mean, it's like it turns. Somebody could have a peanut butter jelly sandwich at lunch, and it turns.
Oh, I guess
into,
everybody has to have jelly, don't they?
Connor
you communists.
Lamb told me one time.
You communists, right. Everybody's got to get their jelly.
But if this damn Scott Wagner gets in, I mean, it really. There are people they could turn every. You know, the weather's changing tomorrow. It's ozone. Damn Scott Wagner.
Well, you just you just assume I want jelly on my peanut butter sandwich.
It comes in like a lamb, not like a because of Scott Wagner, Connor Lamb. I mean, it is that is the one that gets, and there'll be like 85 responses.
Yeah. Oh, and it takes off
back and forth. My cold dead hands. It always comes back to guns.
Always.
I mean, you could be talking about really. You could be talking about. Singing, you'd be talking about anything.
It can start with the most innocuous thing in the world.
Like your mail was late that day.
That should be a challenge we should put. We should try this on Facebook one day. Just put up a picture of like Mother Teresa and see where the comments go.
It'll get the
By
guns.
The end, it'll be the Second Amendment.
Right. NRA!
You know, Mother Teresa didn't have a gun because they wouldn't let her.
Because of damn Scott Wagner!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.